Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lami ngibonge uJonga Kandemiri obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingali chona njani izulu kandaba olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 olwesithathu mhlazi ku 1 Nkwenkwezi 2024 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje bekulabantu abalutshwana kakhulu enkundleni yeGwanzura eHarare emkhosini wokunanza usuku lwe Workers Day. Kulandela ukusungulwa kwemali yohlobo lwe Zig izolo iningi lithi lilokhe lingakayibambi ngezandla ngoba ingakafinyeleli emabhanga wonke. Iningi labasakhulayo kwele Melika lithi lifisa ukuba ngabe kulabanye abancintisayo esikhundleni sikamongameli ngaphandle kukamongameli Joe Biden lomnumzana Donald Trump. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Bekulabantu abaphansi kwenkulungwane eyodwa enkundleni yeGwanzura eHarare emkhosini wokunanza usuku lweWorkers Day. Uhulumende esithi uyazazi inhlupho ezibhekane lezisebenzi. Iningi lithi usuku lolu lunanzwa ngesikhathi abantu bebhekane lobunzima obukhulu elizweni. Okuningi asikuzweni kumlondolozi Ndlovu eseHarare.
Izisebenzi ebezinanza usuku leWorkers Day eHarare zithe zithwele nzima ngoba kazitholi imali eneleyo. Iningi lazo zithola imali ephansi kakhulu ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi kazitholi abaqhatshi bekhala ngokungenzi impahla ngemfanelo ngenxa yokuguguteka komnotho. Kunanzwa usuku lwezisebenzi, uhulumende weZimbabwe uthe wenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukubona ukuba izisebenzi zithola iholo eleneleyo, indawo ezinhle zokusebenzela ndawonye lamathuba angcono. Emazwini akhe alonyaka, umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngezisebenzi umnumzana July Moyo ethulwe ngumholi kahulumende obona ngezisebenzi umnumzana Busani Moyo wazise ukuba uhulumende uyazazi indubo zezisebenzi zakhe.
Uhulumende usebuye lendlela eziningi zokwehlisa ukukhwela kwentengo yempahla lokugubudeka kwemali. Enye yalezi ndlela ukulethwa kwemali yeZig. Lokhu sikwenzela ukuba imali yesebenzi ibe lamandla ukuze isebenzi sizakale.
Ekhuluma emele izisebenzi, unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, umnumzana Jafet Moyo uthe izisebenzi zeZimbabwe azithokozi ngesimo esiselizweni.
Intengo yezinto into ehluphayo, kukati ke njalo iholo lisalele ngamuva okumangalisayo.
Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yababalisi Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe ATUZ, umnumzana Themba Kuyemoyo laye uthe intengo yempahla leholo akuhambelani.
Lamhla ke thina siyabe singajabuli, siyabe silonda indlela esizamisela ngayo ukuthi senze collective bargaining.
Omunye okade esembuthanweni wokunanza iWorkers Day ngumbalisi unkosikazi Catherine Dube.
Abantwana abani abasoze bakwanisa ukuthi bangene labanye abantwana bayefunda, ngoba mina njengomzali wabo yi-civil servant ofundisa abantwana babanye abantu angenelisi ukuthi mbabhadalele ifizi zabo.
Ilanga leWorkers Day liza ngesikhathi iningi lithola iholo eliphansi kakhulu, intengo yempahla ikhuphuka mihla ngemihla. IZCTU ithi abantu abangaba isilinganiso sokuyisithupha ekhulwini 60% eZimbabwe kabasebenzi. Isithi kumele uhulumende aphume lamacebo angadala imisebenzi elizweni. Inhloko yalonyaka yokunanza leli langa ithi Workers Demand an Inclusive Zimbabwe Free from Poverty, Corruption and Oppression. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Kulandela ukusungulwa kwemali yohlobo lwe-ZIG izolo, iningi lithi lilokhe lingakayibambi ngezandla ngoba ingakafinyeleli emabhanga wonke, kodwa liyenelisa ukuyisebenzisa ezitolo nge-swipe. Abomkambo wensitha babikwa behlise isisindo se-ZIG lamuhla saba sithengwa ngama-ZIG angu-20 idola lemelika elilodwa, kukanti abemchova labathengisa ezitaladeni babikwa bengayamukeli iswipe ngoba befuna imali yohlobo lwama-US dollars lamaranza. Ibhanga le-reserve libikwa lisithi liyathokoza ngokuthi abantu bayamukele imali njalo lisebenza gadalala ukubona ukuthi amabhanga wonke ayayithola. Ukuze sizwe ukwenzakale kobulawayo lamhlanje, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi eZCTU esigabeni sangentshonalanga elizwe.
Siyathenga ngayo ngeswipe, lokho sekunanzelele ukuthi ezitolo basangena abantu and bathi kungathi kuba nganeno ngayo ngoba ezitolo nganazelela ayikatshaywa yi-inflation. Izitolo ngabona zokuzahlonitho nalana iyobethi kahulumente 13 point something. Kodwa okunye futhi ngawo ngezidi nxa usufuna ukuthi uthole i-US dollar kulapho kuloshupho khona, ngoba kulo umkambo omnyama sebe bayiqalisi kubo 16-17 namhlanje biku-20 abanye-21 nizokuthi abanye-22. So ngizamukuthi i-ZIG nganginanzelela isithi iqalise ukuluza amandla xa uyiqathanisa lali imali ye-America, kodwa yona abantu bengayibambi. So kuyasithengisa ukuthi engxenye impilo ye-ZIG la izabamfitshane, abantu bakhe bedubeka benjalo beyithole leyo ZIG ngenxa yokuthi yabe isilo sikamandla. I-ZIG khanya isebenza kuphela ezitolo ema-supermarket, but ebantwini ayisebenzi. Ungazufike kula abantu abathengisa kumbe abathengisa phandle kumbe abenza ama-vegetable kumbe abenza amafutha bebethengisana, i-ZIG abayibambi. Even bona abemchova esikhuluma ngabo sigadile umchova, abantu besiyezindlini besiyemsebenzini, i-ZIG abayifuni, babe befune naleyo ukuthi ubhadale nge-US dollar kumbe nge-rand. Xa ungabantu behola sithi mna bengahola bayaswayipa umkambo kunyamuntu bathele i-US dollar ngoba yiyemukeleka indawo zonke. Langapha futhi abantu sasicabanga khona ukuthi akhona ama-petrol kumafuel la, siyananzela futhi ukuthi ngokufana nayo i-ZIG ayikasebenzi.
Lamuhla belinanza ilanga lezisebenzi, lingabe liluthintile yini lolu daba?
Lolu daba luthintiwe enkulumeni zethu, abantu bekhala njengayo ukuthi ushupho lwesikhathi esivele ikhanya siyithelelwe ngamandla kodwa ingabantu beyangayitholi. Kuyelwe muvale bakhuluma nge-bond, sabuya futhi savalisa khonapho nge-RTGS khathi esiyiZIG ukuthi zonke lezi mali eziletwayo, imali eziletwayo zisebenze okwesikhathana, ngemva kwesikhathana ziluza amandla. So-ke izisebenzi lazo ngokufana nayo zithi i-ZIG aziyithenge.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezisebenzi ye-ZCTU esigabeni sangentshonalanga yelizwe. Ingatsha ezibona ngezenotho lokulandelwa kwemithetho kwele Malawi sezikhuthaze uhulumende ukuthi alungise okuhluphayo kuhlelo lokuthengwa kwempahla yomphakathi. Ugwalo lweMalawi Assurance Report on Public Infrastructure Projects olwethulwe ngomnyaka ka-2021 luveza ukuba inkohlakalo ibhahile kuhulumende weMalawi. Intatheli izindaba ye-VOA Chimwemwe Padata ulobe lolu daba olulandelayo eselilongwe kwele Malawi lwatolikelwa ngesindebele nguNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Okubonayo ngemva kwami libhakane elixwayisa abachayeli ngamagodi agcwele emgwaqweni okwamakhilomitha alikhulu lambili noma ngaphezulu emgwaqweni weMalawi uM1. Wona ohlanganisa inyakatho, inkabazwe kanye leningizimu yelizwe. Lokhu kuyisibonelo esiqinileyo sesimo semigwaqo. Ingcwethi ezihlaziya ezenotho lenhlalakahle kaZulu zikhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi avuselele imigwaqo ngokuphangisa uma iMalawi ihlose ukuqinisa ukuthuthukiswa komnotho wayo. amagodi lezinye inkinga zomgwaqo ziyingxenye yempilo yansuku zonke emadolobheni. Ngaphandle kokufaka abachayeli labantu makhaza engozini, ingxaki lezi zingesinye sezikhubeko eziphazamisa ukuthuthuka komnotho. Nangu umhlali welilongwe uJack Gama.
The current condition of the road.
Isimo somgwaqo manje sikhweza indleko zezimoto, isikhathi sokuhamba futhi sidala umonakalo kumithwalo.
Ngenxa yokonakala kwemigwaqo, abachayeli bathatha amahola amathathu ukusuka elilongwe besiya eKasungu. Okungumango owavame ukuthatha amahola amabili kuphela. Ingcwethi kwezenotho uBetha Phiri uthi ngempela ukudilika kwemigwaqo sokuphazamise ukukhula komnotho.
If we do have a good road infrastructure,
nasile migwaqo emihle, umnotho lenhlala kahle kaZulu kuzathuthuka ngoba ngempela imigwaqo ilamandla okuphehla ukuthengiselana, ukuvula imikambo emitsha nokuhuga abatshali bezimali abatsha.
Ingatsha eziququzela ukuqhutshwa kwemisebenzi kahulumende ngendlela ecacileyo zikhomba amaphutha ezinhlelweni zokuthengwa kwempahla zomphakathi ezivumela ukufumbathisana okuvumela amafemu okwakha angafanelanga ukuthi athole amakontilaha amakhulu. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeCenter for Social Accountability and Transparency, umnumzana Willy Kamkandira, uthi
we have seen contracts being awarded to individuals.
Sila amakontlaha anikezwa abantu abangelawo lodwa umtshina abangelayo lenkampani eyodwa. Sesibone njalo imisebenzi yezinga laphansi ngoba kube lokufumbathisana phakathi kweziphathamandla zikahulumende labamakhontilaha okudala ukuthi kube lenhlelo zokwakha ezingelahlonzi.
Ekhuluma ngokukhonona kwabantu phezu kwesimo semigwaqo iyaseMalawi, umphathintambo obona ngokuthwalwa kwempahla lemisebenzi yomphakathi uthembise uZulu ukuthi imigwaqo izalungiswa ngokutshetsha.
There are circumstances that lead to poor.
Kulezi zatho eziningi ezibangela ukuthi kwakhiwe izakhiwo ezingelahlonzi, esinye sazo yinkohlakalo. Ezinye inhlelo zihle zehlule khona ukuqala. Indlela iproject eyabe ihlele ngayo ihle yehlule ngezinye izikhathi bayehluleka ukuthenga izinto zokusebenzisa.
Ngenxa yalokhu, ugatsha olulawula imisebenzi yokwakha olweNational Construction Industry Council of Malawi solwenyuse umlandu walo wokuqondisa inhlelo zokwakha ezikhona. Nangu umqondisi walolu gatsha umnumzana Gerald Konje.
In the next few years will pick up, especially looking at the large.
Sikholwa ukuthi eminyakeni embalwa ezayo sizabona ingqubela phambili ikakhulu enhlelweni ezinkulu ezifana lemigwaqo. Lokhu kungenxa yokuthi sesibone ukuzimisela okukhulu kuhulumende, amankampani azimeleyo kanye labasebenzisana labo kwezentuthuko.
Umlawuli wogatsha lokwakha useqalile ukumisa ama-projects okwakha ephule izivumelwano zamakontilaha eziphathelane lomthetho we-National Construction Industry Act. Abagadi bezimota bathi kudingeka amanyathelo aphuthumayo ukuze kulungisiswe imigwaqo ekhona. IMalawi icabanga ukuqala uhlelo lokuthwalwa kwempahla olulenhlangothi ezijiyeneyo kusiyafika umnyaka ka-2063. Ingxenye yalolu hlelo ebalulekileyo yikuthi kube le migwaqo emihle exhumanisa indawo ezisemadolobheni lasemaphandleni. Umbiko weWorld Bank Transport Infrastructure Sector Assessment Program owethulwe ngo-2023 ukhomba ukuthi iMalawi idinga i-1.5 trillion kwacha, okuyimali elingana le-8.6 million US dollars eyokuqhuba inhlelo zokulungisisa imigwaqo ngomnyaka ka-2025. ukuze kuphehlwe ukukhula komnotho. Lolu daba lulotshwe intathelizindaba ye Voice of America uchimwemwe padatha ngesingisi lwahumutshwa yimi uNtungamile Nkomo we Studio 7.
Kwezemelika iningi labasakhulayo kwelemelika lithi lifisela ukuthi ngabe kulabanye abancintisa ukuba ngumongameli ngaphandle kokukhetha umongameli Joe Biden lomnumzana Donald Trump. Kungakhathalekile abatsha bakhetha bani phakathi kwababili laba. Intathele zindaba ye-VOA uScott Staines ulube udaba olulandelayo. Kubo bonke asebeke bancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welemelika, akula abaleminyaka eminingi yokuzalwa njengalabo ababili abakhona lo umnyaka. Osekudale imibuzo eminingi ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo. UDesmond Kaika ubefuna kube labanye abancintisayo.
Republicans or Democrats can, you know, put someone.
Nah, ama Republicans kumbe ama Democrats bangakhetha umuntu olohlonzi. Uyazi ngingambothela.
Uphenyo olwenziwe inhlanganiso ye Pew Research ngeviki edluleyo luveze ukuba isilinganiso esedlula okungamachumi ayisikhombisa lanhlanu ekhulwini 75% sabavoti abaphansi kweminyaka engamachumi amathathu i30 bathi bebengafuna abancintisayo laba ababili ukuthi basuswe ngani bayenelisa ukwenza lokhu. Kodwa yibaphi abasakhulayo abafuna uTrump kumbe uBiden? Ukunanzelela udaba lwelungelo lokuzalwa yikho okwenza uFrancesca Paniello ukuthi asekele umongameli Biden. Ilungelo lokukhetha ukuzala lokubhema insango kukhona kuphepha lokuvota esigabeni seFlorida kukhetho lukalwezi. Lokhu yikho okuletha intsha ukuthi ivotele ibandla leDemocratic Party, kutsho uJayden O'Donofrio.
I think abortion is important. Ngibona
ngani udaba lokukhipha isisu luqhakathekile. Ngibona leli kulilungelo likamama lokuzikhethela okuqhakathekileyo.
Abanye abasakhulayo basola uBiden ngokusekela ele Israel empini yalelo lizwe esigabeni seGaza. Kodwa lokhu yikho okuzabangela ukuthi uEliana Stein amvotele.
Youth voters have a real opportunity to shape the electoral landscape here in Florida. We've seen that the right to choice.
Intsha abavoti ilethuba lokulungisa indlela yokuvota lapha eFlorida. Sibona ukuthi ilungelo lokukhetha lokubhema insango yokuzilibazisa kuyinsika yabasakhulayo. Ukuqhakathekiswa yintsha evotayo ikakhulu ilungelo lokukhetha ukukhipha isisu.
Abatsha abasekela uBiden bagoqela oweWisconsin uBriona Bonilo loJonathan Boya.
Right now for me one of the most important things is
ukubonayo okwamanje especially throughout the conflict that's going on, so I really appreciate that President Biden
has supported Israel in this current conflict.
Iningi lentsha elivotela uTrump likwejayele ukuthi abanye babo bayasola ukuthi bakhethelani uTrump, kutsho uIsaiah Turner.
Sengike ngazama.
I've tried to have conversations with people who don't like Trump and they're like, you can leave, I don't want to talk to you anymore. So I think that's the main problem. People aren't open to listening. They're just like, if you like Trump, you're a horrible person or just that. So I feel like
uTurner uthi uthanda indlela uTrump alwisana ngokungethembeki. Corruption.
I'll go to the bars wearing a Trump 2024 hat and I get weird looks.
Uphenyo olwenziwe inhlanganiso ye Reuters le Ipsos ngombimbitho lutshengise ukuba abakwelemelika abaleminyaka engaphakathi kwelithumi layisitshiyangalombili lengamathumi amabili lasitshiyangalolunye ifuna uBiden kulo Trump okuyisilinganiso sokuthathu ekhulwini i 3%. Lesi silinganiso sincinyane kakhulu kulesingamachumi amabili lane ekhulwini i 24% uBiden anqoba ngaso uTrump kuminyaka emine edluleyo. Inhlanganiso yabatsha eHozi Innovator ephathiswa ihofisi emela elemelika eZimbabwe isigqibe uhlelo lokufundisa abatsha ezamabhizimusi emadolobheni amane athi iHarare, Bulawayo, Gweru, leMtare. Uhlelo lolu soluphathise abatsha bedlula ikhulu lamachumi amathathu 130 njalo lukhangelele ukufundisa abanye abangamakhulu amathathu 300 lusebenzisa inkundla zokuxhumana ebulenjini. Okuningi asikuzweni kutabo kancube weStudio 7 exoxa lomunye wabakhokheli beHozi Innovator unkosazana Patience Ziramba.
Tuna siyathaba ngoba masenza ama-training zethu awe-Youth Innovator, si-emphasize ukufundisa abantu ukuthi bakwanise ukukhuluma ngokwama-business abo. For instance, ukuthi umuntu engakubuza ukuthi kanti wena Patience uyenza okwani, kumele ukwanise ukukhuluma ngokuzithoba, ukwazi ukuthi uyakukhuluma ngokwani. So abanye bethu abatsha esibafundisileyo ukuthi bakwanise ukukhuluma ngokwama-business abo, omunye wakhona sayenza futhi ama-pitch competition lawo ukuthi abantu bakhulume ngokwama-business wabo. Omunye wethu wathola i-number 3 and then khathesi sethaba ukuthi wa-invite ukuthi ahambe ayopitcha ko-JCI last week. Omunye wabo wathola enye i-investment through i-Empower Bank. Omunye wama-participant ethu wakwazi ukuthenga i-industrial sewing machine. So sebe sibona ukuthi into ezinjengalezizo ezikwazi ukuthi abatsha bahambelele phambili ngama-business abo ngoba siphila ngesikhathi ezingela imisebenzi eminingi and siyabe sizama ukuthi abatsha kumele baziyenzele izinto zabo ngezabo izandla.
Bona bamukela njani uhlelo lolu abatsha?
Sibona njengathi bayathaba kakhulu ngoba abanye bangikhona nxa siqalisa i-training yakhona first day baya bengawazi ukuthi baya be-blank uyabe ewazi ukuthi yena uthunga okwamabhegi ukuthi awathengise ngaphi akuhambise njani uyabe engela lwazi lokuthi ahambe njani. So saqalisa i-first training sayenza eHarare, sayenza iMtare, Gqeberha, Bulawayo. So from 6 to 6 siyabona ukuthi ama-applications ethu ayaba maningi ngokuhamba kwesikhathi.
Sikhangelele ukuthi uhlelo lolu luzaqhubekela phambili okwesikhathi esinganani.
Unfortunately, i-grant yethu yayikwanisa ukuthi iyenze ama-sixes ayi-4 kuphela and sesiphelile. So kathesi siphelele online program ukuthi sibe sifundise abanye.
Lo-ke ngunkosazana Patience Ziramba ongomunye wabakhokheli benhlanganiso yeHozi Innovator ubexoxa ecingweni loTabo kaNcube weStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. The Voice of America. Esigabeni sabadabuka eZimbabwe asebehlala kwamanye amazwe lamhlanje uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Justin Moyo ongunogada kwele South Africa.
Ngibuya ePimba eZumanana abaya ayikhonale eZimbabwe kodwa ngwele South Africa.
Ye, lapho eGoli ufike nini?
Ngibuya ngo-2018 kodwa lokho ngiyabuyela ekhaya.
Ye, kwini okwenza ukuthi usuke eZimbabwe kunxa usithela amapicture?
Ngidala kome kakhulu ngoba imali yakhona ayikho. Nama ufikile ekhaya ma uyibamba ngenamba inkulu kakhulu noma ngithi inenge kodwa mase kumele ithenge yikho bona khona ukuthi incwane ayenzi lutho.
Ye, singathi khona manje wenzani khona ngapho kwele South Africa?
Lami ngathola lokho ngomsebenzi lapho kwe-security. Lami lokho ngivuka labanye siyancenga.
Ye, lamhla uyakwazi ukuthi lilanga lezisebenzi wena kubona njani khonokho?
Ngingasho ngithi njengakuleli lizwe engikulo sokungashiwo kuthe lilanga lezisebenzi kuzwakala ngathi kuyazwakala kodwa njengangithi ngale sinzalwa khona uma kuthiwa lilanga lezisebenzi kuzakukhulunywa ngaziphi izisebenzi mdala ngoba vele azisebenzi akusetshenzwa kayikho imali.
Ye, akukuchasise khonapho utujoni indaba kungasetshenzwa indaba kungela mali.
Angazi namuthi ngathi ini ngoba sengiphinte ngezokuthola kule mali ekhona. Maybe kuzoba khona imisebenzi ezoba khona ezohambelana lokuthi uma kuthiwa lilanga lezisebenzi ekhaya sikwazi ku-understand ukuthi hhayi lelo langa singajabula ngoba abantu babe sebathola into zokwenza. Kodwa njengamanje le minyakeni edlulileyo njengangithi ukuthi singathi thina siyajabule lilanga lezisebenzi mbona ngathi hhayi kuphanjaniswe kakhulu.
Ye, umsebenzi wakho lo wobugadi wokugcina abanye abantu ubona njani? Kuyasebenzeka yini?
kukho kuhle futhi akusebenzeki ngoba anytime uyafa, anytime ungenzeka kuvela ingozi ngoba uma kuthiwa nguwe ogadileyo kutho ukuthi abantu uma bezotshontsha bazoqala ngawo wena okhangeleyo.
Ngoko kwakuhlela kunoko?
Ya, hayi kunokusehlela kodwa-ke hayi angikaze ngiqondane lakho exactly.
Umnumzana Justin Moyo ngumantshingelana osebenza kwele South Africa ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube Studio 7 eseJohannesburg. Sengilithiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbono wenu elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Umalaki Nkomo uthi khona uChampi watholakala ngoba kahlela abantu athi ucwanto abantu bazimbabwe bayizilima yena bakwazi ukuthi iZanu PF yadiliva i-opposition isebenzisa amakhodi ngoba amakhodi ezimbabwe asebenzela iZanu PF. Ucabanga ukuthi akula muntu akwaziyo ukuthi badiliva i-opposition bayithatha bayinikeza iChabango beyisusa kuChamisa ngoba bebona ukuthi iChamisa uwine ama-election uthandwa yi-80% wabantu bezimbabwe njalo le sadwadi sitshele umhlaba wonke ukuthi abawinanga ama-election bayenze butsotso babona kungcono ukuthi beyidilize i-opposition yala beyithathe itop umuntu ozula ngomgwaqo bemuthi ngu-secretary general we-TCC ukuze bephume kule nkinga abasebekulo ngoba ilizwe ngelezimbabwe ngelabantu osulo leZanu PF. Ngiyabonga ngumasenga lakho obulawayo phumle
kuye njalo ngibingelele futhi ngibingelele ngithi mina hhayi abavalo kuvalwa osiphatheleni osiphatheleni kabavalwe ngiyayisapota futhi lesekuthi uhulumente azame ukuyiprotekta le mali yethu siyayidinga imali yethu ukuba sinemali sibe nemali yethu eyokuthi umuntu ofuna izikhi ahambe aye ebhenki namarandi akhe kumbe namadola akhe ahambe aye ebhenki efuna izikhi laphana kumbe ma uneziki ufuna ukuyafuna amadoli yebhenki not esitoni not emakhwameni ma if you can go everywhere kumacountry lawa kuzothola umuntu ofuthengisa imali umuntu wezimbabwe ngeke uthole omunye umuntu othengisa imali phandle komunye umuntu wezimbabwe umthi Joseph Madibe lokhulumayo esanzibathi usegoli kodwa kwamanje khulume esegoli i-2 6338
umuntu nje ongenela kwistudio 7 siyabonga kakhulu ongenela la kwistudio 7 sibonge kakhulu madoda ngokusixhasa lonke madoda elisixhasayo siyalibonga mpela kodwa into esibonayo nje esingathi i-government ingasiza ngayo sicela ukuthi size kakhulu esikolo esize kakhulu esikolo ngoba hey hayi isikolo zifile amaclass afile manje abantu sebegcina sebezidonethela imali sebebona nje ukuthi uma bengasayenzanga njalo abantwana angeke befunde so i-government ayizame badala izame siyacela mpela kakhulu ukuthi nayo i-government sicela ukuthi nayo isisize ngoba besilalela nje istudio 7 kodwa izikhalazo zethu lazo zifike lazo zivakale khona ngalo ngoba uma ngingena kwelakithi engulubeni esikolo sethu hayi isikolo sethu sifile badala sifile badala ngana sila president ngana sina ama-council.
Labo-ke bebengabanye benu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele imbono yenu nge-WhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi +12024650318. Nxa lifuna ukuthi silithumele inhlelo zethu lingasithumela isicelo kunombolo zona lezo +12024650318. Good Life Talk lamhlanje sikhangela unanzwa kosuku oluqakathekisa izisebenzi olwe Workers Day ngesikhathi izisebenzi ezilolwazi eZimbabwe ziphuma ngobuningi kuyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza kwamanye amazwe ngenxa yokuswelakala kwemisebenzi elizweni kanye leholo eliphansi kakhulu. Isikhathi kasavumi bakithi kodwa singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Bekulabantu abalutshwana kakhulu emkhosini wokunanza ilanga lezisebenzi olwe-Workers Day elizweni jikelele. Kulandela ukusungulwa kwemali yohlobo lwe-ZIG, iningi lithi lilokhe lingakayibambi ngezandla ngoba ingakafinyeleli emabhanga wonke. Igama ngu-Chris Gande, sidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM
apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani
murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.